Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so this next story kind of takes us away from our city. We're going to go to San Antonio, Texas, where the city council there, I guess in dealing with, you know, the food court or whatnot at their airport, has made a decision to not have Chick-fil-A.
Ban them.
Yes. And so a councilman named Roberto Trevino is joining us. Hello, councilman. Welcome and thank you.
Hello. Glad to join you.
Roberto, tell us why.
I think first we have to start off with what this was about. This is a concession contract here at San Antonio International Airport, and we as a city council have the purview to understand what kind of concessionaires we're going to have at our airport. It's a public facility, and understanding who is at our public facility and what they may represent in a city like San Antonio is very important to us. And so quite simply, we are very, very proud of the team that was assembled of local restaurateurs and concessionaires that do a great job of representing our city. In this particular case, with Chick-fil-A, a serious part of our community, our LGBTQ community, was very concerned that this was not reflective of our compassionate San Antonio model. We have passed the non-discrimination ordinance, and this was clearly under the purview of that non-discrimination.
Who do they discriminate against? Tell me.
Well, Chick-fil-A has contributed to conversion therapy, which is violence against children, and they also lied about it. This is clearly under the purview of the NDO. We, as a city, we want to make sure that
which particular organization in conversion therapy? Because I dispute that.
Okay, that's fine, but I'm not here to debate that. I'm here to
What do you mean? If you say you're shutting down a business that gives $15 million in scholarships a year to kids of all denominations and suggesting that they contribute to conversion therapy groups, tell me the name of the group.
Our organizations here, like our Pride Center, our Stonewall Democrats, our many different groups, including the mayor's task force, that has been looking into these issues, have been very, very concerned about this very issue. And so I motioned to remove Chick-fil-A from that contract to secure another national brand, and it was passed on a vote 6-4.
So you're not going to answer the question I asked you, sir, with all due respect.
I don't have that in front of me.
I see.
I called into your show from my car.
No, okay. So with this decision, you say in your statement, you say the city council reaffirmed the work our city has done to become a champion of equality and inclusion. San Antonio is a city full of compassion, and we do not have room in our public facilities for a business with a legacy of anti-LGBTQ behavior. So, Councilman Trevino, it's interesting. One of the charities that Chick-fil-A gives mightily to and believes in is the Salvation Army. Would the Salvation Army's goals align with yours and your city's?
Again, I'm not here to talk about the Salvation Army.
Well, hold on. That's the point here. Why not shut down the Salvation Army, sir?
What I can tell you is that our community, which has embraced the LGBTQ values and embraces our non-discrimination ordinance, which is discrimination towards any protected class, is something that we will not.
I agree with you, sir. Give me an example of how they discriminate. You don't know the name of the group you say they contribute to. We name the Salvation Army, which is a wonderful organization in our community. Tell us how they discriminate, and we'll go from there. By the way, we both appreciate you doing this. We just respectfully disagree.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yes. How would you suggest they discriminate, the Salvation Army, sir? Have you been to a Salvation Army?
Again, I'm not talking about the Salvation Army.
Well, it's one of the three groups that you allege that they contributed to, including the Salvation Army.
And they also, the Chick-fil-A also contributes to an organization that
The Paul Anderson Youth Home.
That supports, there's a youth home, and also supports Christian athletes. So I think for a lot of people who appreciate what they do and appreciate their food more than anything, because it's good, I guess they wonder, how many people does it take in the city of San Antonio to have Chick-fil-A get kind of booted from the city?
It takes 6 votes.
That's it. Does that seem discriminatory? Because
six
it seems
votes.
Arbitrary to me.
No, that's called the that's called governance here in San Antonio. And what I can say is that Chick-fil-A is not banned from the city. There's Chick-fil-A all over the city.
It's just not allowed at the airport.
This is a public facility. This is the discretion of the city council. We exercise our discretion.
Are those 6 members on the city council who voted against it LGBTQ?
They voted for the motion.
Do you know the number of kids that they provide scholarships for every year from all backgrounds, Chick-fil-A?
I do not.
No. All right.
Well, we do appreciate your time, Councilman. It's an intriguing notion to us. And so we really appreciate you taking the time to dial in today from your city. We wish you all the best.
I appreciate your honesty.
Thank you very, absolutely
right.
Very honest. Thank you so much.
You know, I asked him about conversion therapy. There's a effort to ban conversion therapy in Allegheny County, and that's the effort to take someone who's gay and convert them to being straight, which I think is ridiculous.
I mean, yeah.
But there is no such therapy set up anywhere in Allegheny County. My argument is that Chick-fil-A does wonderful things that they refuse to acknowledge, which
he
didn't.
Right.
It's disappointing.
Well, and it's... I appreciate a business that closes on Sunday because they want people to go to church. I agree with some, their values. You don't have to eat there, but do you have to do you have to force them out or not allow them in?
Last year alone, $15 million in scholarships, a significant number of managers, gay and lesbian. It's a fact. No one wants to buy that. No one wants to hear that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.